It's October 30th, 2016. We're going to be here live for the next 2 hours with some of the biggest breaking news ever concerning this republic, not just what's happening to Hillary Clinton. We've got the inside scoop from every angle. It's all coming up right after this special report.
FBI Director James Comey, in a surprising letter to Congress, laid out the vague details of the possibility of a reopening of an FBI investigation into newly discovered Clinton emails from Hillary Clinton's national security-threatening personal email server debacle. The letter, addressed to a swath of congressional chairmen, read, "In previous congressional testimony, I referred to the fact that the Federal Bureau of Investigation had completed its investigation of former Secretary Clinton's personal email server. Due to recent developments, I am writing to supplement my previous testimony. In connection with an unrelated case, the FBI has learned of the existence of emails that appear to be pertinent to the investigation. I am writing to inform you that the investigative team briefed me on this yesterday, and I agreed that the FBI should take appropriate investigative steps designed to allow investigators to review these emails to determine whether they contain classified information, as well as to assess their importance to our investigation. Although the FBI cannot yet assess whether or not this material may be significant, and I cannot predict how long it will take us to complete this additional work, I believe it is important to update your committee about our efforts in light of my previous testimony." FBI Director James Comey stated. Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz, who led an oversight committee effort to pursue perjury charges against Hillary, immediately tweeted about the FBI's announcement. It read, "FBI Director just informed me the FBI has learned of the existence of emails that appear to be pertinent to the investigation. Case reopened." The campaign trail was thrown into chaos by the news.
When there's news of the FBI's investigation, when it just happened a little while ago, they said, "Mr. Trump, I think they'd understand. We could skip your speech in New Hampshire. This is so big." I said, "I don't have the courage to skip the speech in New Hampshire. Believe me, I don't have the courage."
I think whatever is going on here sets up a first term that is going to be a really raucous one, filled with more investigations, maybe impeachment proceedings. You know, you got to believe somebody's going to want to do that. Right, Robert?
Well, it's actually already been articulated and signaled by House Oversight Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz, a Republican of Utah. He's talking about ramping up GOP investigations in the new year should Secretary Clinton win.
And we don't know if these emails pertain to her time while she was at the State Department. We just don't have any more information at this time.
You're just mystified by this whole thing.
I say we're mystified, but we're unaware.
And Hillary, as expected, went on business as usual.
"When you question the very institutions of our democracy, going back to the founding of our country, you are attacking democracy. Now, we have seen Donald Trump attack so many different kinds of Americans. So we cannot just blow off what he's saying, because he still is saying it. He's standing up in front of large crowds, and you can see how he's egging them on, talking about rigged elections, talking about how we should just cancel the election and make him president. Right, yeah. Well, we've got to be vigilant about this. This is not something to be made light of, because there have been too many times in world history where somebody gets elected and then that's the last election that is held. So we have to not only stand up for whoever our candidates are, we have to stand up for the process of electing them, because that's how we lead ourselves. That's how we make decisions together."
Hillary's campaign has been nothing short of a parade of corruption and bottomless scandals, morphing into her platform as she runs for the highest office in the land. At what point do the American people become an accessory to Hillary's crimes by simply voting for her? John Bound for InfoWars.com.
It's Sunday, October 30th, 2016. We are now only 8 days out from the most important election in modern world history. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. That's right. If you count Election Day, it's 9 days. We are less than 10 days out, bottom line, from knowing who the new president of the United States is, maybe. Because with this race so close, according to mainstream media and all these different cooked polls, looks like it's going to be contested. And Antonin Scalia, who was the tiebreaker so that George W. Bush got into office in 2000, he is dead. And we've got lots of talk the day before he died in the Podesta emails about wet work. That means assassination. Isn't it a very interesting time to be alive, obviously? We have the head of the Justice Department, the AG, Loretta Lynch, declaring the Fifth Amendment. That's hardly gotten any attention, declaring that she won't talk about certain things because it would self-incriminate her. You shouldn't have an attorney general who's taken the Fifth to Congress. That's always a big sign that your country is in deep, deep trouble. We've got that, obviously. We've got the huge investigation into Hillary. I have talked to a lot of people. I made a lot of phone calls to a lot of smart folks in the federal government, outside of the federal government, people that have sources even higher level than I do. And we have it from sources as high as it gets, exactly what's happening. And what's happening is panic. Comey is hedging his bet because all the evidence shows a landslide for Donald Trump, which is very hard to steal in 8-9 days. That's the bottom line. We know that last Monday, one of the new data dumps came out from WikiLeaks from Podesta's emails, her chief of staff, where he said, I can't believe how illegal this is. We should draw and quarter the folks that are involved in this. Who the hell told Hillary she can do this? It's totally illegal. It's got her staff saying, we got to cover this up. And the White House saying, yes, cover it up. The president's using an illegal email, too. He's told everybody he doesn't have one. They're going to catch us. I mean, this all came out Monday on top of everything else, them calling black people dumb and their constituents dumb. I mean, every day, mega information comes out that if Trump had one of these, it'd be over. They have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. In fact, I've asked Paul Watson tomorrow to come out with the 20 most important WikiLeaks concerning this election. And that sounds like a lot. That is out of hundreds and 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 hundreds of thousands of these things, with them rigging the polls and rigging the media and wanting to make us poor and wanting to keep us dumb. I mean, they say, we got to keep them poor. We got to keep them dumb. We've got to keep them absolutely hopeless. We've got to keep them in the dark. We've got to keep them distracted. These are words they use for us. And then you see their supporters, mentally ill. You see the supporters like absolute Stockholm victims. And they're not like Stockholm victims. They are. Stockholm syndrome happens especially with women, where if you have a kidnapper or you have somebody that has basically taken control of your life and is abusing you, you then decide that you are going to support them. You then decide that you are going to submit to them and go along with what they're doing and what they want to carry out. But before I get to any of this, an emergency report I filed yesterday is up on Infowars.com. And quite frankly, it's more important than all of this. It's more important than all the other distractions. I'm going to the vaccine piece. It is more important than even this election, because it deals with the eugenics medical tyranny behind the scenes that is pulling the strings. Here is part of this bombshell report that needs to be spread. It's at Infowars.com.
Find instances of secret government testing on the American people, where tens of thousands were maimed and killed. The enemy thinks we're stupid. They believe they can commit crimes so over the top evil that average good men and women will not be able to believe it's happening. But history and the facts show it is happening. And humanity, the sleeping giant, is awakening. Ladies and gentlemen, I am going to give you information that is absolutely 100% life and death. And I'm begging all of you, especially parents, grandparents, siblings, you name it. of unborn and small children to listen to me very, very carefully. I have researched with in-depth analysis what's really happening in this country, but also around the world, and it is the most horrific, criminal, murderous cover-up that this planet's ever seen. There is a covert Holocaust going on of secret testing on humanity. Now, everybody knows about Tuskegee and secretly shooting black people up with syphilis over 45 years. And everybody knows about secret radiation testing on kids in the U.S. and what Joseph Mengele did with the Nazis and what the Soviets did. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going on today bigger than ever, and no one is even covering it. Now, I saw an article in the L.A. Times today saying hundreds and hundreds of children suddenly, when they're about a year old, stop moving, and or 2 years old, stop walking, and then they stop breathing, and then some die, and we don't know what's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, I saw this done 10 years ago in Pakistan and in other areas of Central Asia, where they would go and give polio vaccine. It would actually cause polio. And then they would announce that they didn't know why everybody was getting paralyzed. Then other aid groups would go and test and find out they were getting polio from the shots. Just Google it. We can put it on screen. Children got by the tens of thousands polio from the shot. Now, if you look at here in the United States, it's a combo of things. But if you read the flu shot insert or the tetanus shot insert or any of the major inserts, it says causes Guillain-Barre's and other neurological disorders, which are your hands, your feet becoming numb, then you can't walk. Then you become paralyzed. In some cases, you die, but not generally. They're not telling people there's treatments for Guillain-Barre. These doctors know. Now, listen. Rob Dew, about 2 years ago, interviewed some of the nurses that contacted us. And they told us how in the preemie wards, they're ordered to give the preemies vaccines, which never started happening until 5 years ago. And they all get them ready to put them on respirators because they follow the orders and give them the shot. And then they stop breathing and prepare to die. We'll link to that interview here. That's what's so crazy, is that they know. Until 5 years ago, you never gave a pregnant woman a vaccine. I was talking to a pregnant lady today, and I said, have they asked you to get vaccines yet? She goes, yeah, they keep telling me pregnant women need more. And I go, did you know until 5 years ago, they said never give it to pregnant women? She goes, I know. And her husband's like, absolutely, we'll never do that. Ladies and gentlemen, they are practicing getting doctors and nurses and everyone to go along with this entire program when the insert says vaccines cause Guillain-Barre's, especially in children. They're testing to see how many children they can give neurological disorders and see if the nurses and doctors in public don't notice. They're testing soft kill on the public to see if they can manage massive numbers of dead and dying and maimed children. Again, the doctors and nurses aren't even involved. They're command and controlled, told from the top down, and this is a huge test to see what they can get away with. We've gone from 1 in 30,000 with autism 36 years ago. Now, in the year 2016, 1 in 58 American children has autism. In South Korea, it's like something like 1 in 30. Look it up. In fact, the numbers are getting worse. This is assaulting us. It's causing autoimmune releases in the brain, swelling on the brain, and in the young, it's causing them to be paralyzed. Guillain-Barre is only one of the problems on the insert. But they go to the doctors, and they're not allowed to say it now. They're told by the hospitals. So they go, we don't know why. But inside the hospitals, the doctors have reached out to us. The nurses have as well. They know it's the vaccines. They know it's an autoimmune response because they've gone from like 15 vaccines they wanted to give them 20 years ago to 40, 50, 60. Now they want to do 100 by 2020. They're talking about people getting thousands of vaccines by 2025. And then as people die or become brain damaged, they play dumb and go, we don't know why. Ladies and gentlemen, Japan has banned giving vaccines until 18 months. Other countries have banned Gardasil that's been killing little girls around the world. Don't believe me. This is life and death. If you care about your kids, look into it and find out for yourself. They know the mystery. They know why. And the doctors and nurses are telling us they're ordered not to tell the people. I'm here on Saturday night.
That's right. I shot that last night. There's a couple more minutes of the report. If you're a radio listener, it has news articles, documentation that the government knows that millions of people are brain damaged a year in the U.S. alone from vaccines. The polio vaccine alone, they admit, by the 70s, killed 100 plus million Americans with cancer. It killed you. And, okay, so you are being murdered. That's a fact.
Fear is the passion of slaves. And this man knows no fear. He is Alex Jones.
Yeah, that's one of the few liners I didn't write. I know a lot of fear.
There must be some kind of way.
I know the fear of turning my soul over to evil and submitting to this tyranny. And I know the fear of seeing my fellow citizens and my fellow humans acting like zombies. Here's an example before I spend the entire rest of the hour and a half after this next break of the broadcast on the Hillary situation, the election, the inside baseball, the inside scoop. We've got it. We've got the inside scoop, the best thinking on it, and what's currently happening, coming up with Larry Nichols and Roger Stone and more today. Larry Nichols at the start of the next segment. But we put out a campaign ad dealing with the fact that Hillary's called for major war with Russia and others. That is undoubtedly the most powerful campaign ad of 2016. And the name of the video is, "This might be the wildest campaign ad I've ever seen." And it deals with World War III. Now, on Facebook, on one version of it, it has 2 million plus views. 2.3 million. Now, to most people, that is a super ultra viral video. I mean, Donald Trump thinks a video with a million views is viral. We have videos with 50 million, 30 million, 20 million, 18 million, 16 million, 10 million. Every week we have videos with 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 million. Every month we have videos with 15, 20 million. We have had videos with 30 million, 40 million, 50 million, 60 million, 80 million, 100 million before. Many times. I've only had one with over 100 million once. But the point is that whenever I want something to go super viral, it doesn't go viral. And then when something's important but not as important as other issues, it gets a 500,000 views, 2 million views, 3 million views. And the reason this is important is we have 3, 4, 5 million, depending on which day of the week it is, people tuning into the radio show. You're the hardcore, awake Americans and people globally that understand what's happening. You're the brain trust in global resistance against these tyrants. You're a godsend. But on YouTube and Facebook, we reach people that have never been reached in many cases with the truth. And we reach them with incontrovertible evidence. We show people the WikiLeaks emails that the media isn't covering, where they call you stupid, where they say they want you poor, where they say they want to hurt you, where they say that they want to bankrupt the nation to control us, where they say black people are dumb, where they admit they're engaged in criminal activity. One of these would bring them down. We have thousands. We put videos out that get millions of views. I mean, I put out 8 videos yesterday that all total have about 2 million views if you go and tally it up. So I feel good. I could sleep last night knowing what's going on only because I had 2 million extra views. I must have 50 million. I must have 100 million. And if you think I'm joking, I'm not. I'm not up here to lose this thing, okay? I know how evil they are. Now, I'm going to speak very slowly and very clearly because I'm so pissed right now. I'm about to walk off and I'm going to do the show. It has nothing to do with you or even the audience or the crew. It's that I am a bad person because I care. And that scene is sick today. And I'm not up here saying I'm a bad person because I want to make a joke out of it or be satirical. I am a bad person compared to the average person. I am the immoral person that cares. I'm the immoral person that's informed. I'm the immoral person that's involved. I'm the immoral person that's right 99% of the time. I'm the person that just can't roll over and be unconscious and watch pure evil carried out. But if you're in a world of evil, it sees you as bad. And I'm beginning to realize this is your planet. It's what you want, and you want to be part of it. And so you're going to get hurt real bad. What am I talking about? The otherworldliness that every major vaccine insert for every major vaccine says it can cause neurological disorders, epilepsy, Guillain-Barré, narcolism, on and on and on. It can eat your pancreas and give you permanent pancreatitis and give you type 1 diabetes. They'll tell you that's, quote, genetic. Well, hell yeah, it ate your pancreas. Smoke 5 packs of cigarettes a day, probably get lung cancer too. The point is, I know it's no mystery that we've gone from One in 30-something thousand kids with autism, now one in 50-something. I know our IQs are dropping. I know brain tumors are up. I was driving back from Houston this weekend down there doing work, and I saw billboards everywhere about this doctor specializes in children's brain tumors. This doctor specializes in children's lung tumors. Because, see, you're 50, 60, 70, you get that stuff. You're not going to spend your whole family's money. They know with your kids, you'll give everything you got for them. And so there's all the big billboards. Nothing about why it's happening. Nothing about why pediatric cancer 55 years ago was maybe 1 in 10 million. Doctors would get on airplanes and fly across the country to see a child with cancer, period. It did not exist. It was like finding a 10-leafed clover. Now, you walk down your street for about an hour, you'll walk by kids outside playing with the chemotherapy injectors on their chest, their hair out, all preparing to die. I have the government documents. I have the soft kill data. I've published it. I've made films that have been seen 20 million times, like Endgame, where they sit there and admit they're putting cancer viruses in your vaccines. They sit there and they admit all this. They know full well that all major vaccines are linked to Guillain-Barré and cause it. And then they sit there in the L.A. Times and the New York Times and go, gee, we don't know why hundreds of kids in L.A. alone just since school started suddenly can't walk or brain dead. Gee, first their hands get, it says in the article, first their hands got numb, then their feet, then their legs, then they couldn't walk, then they couldn't move. Then some of them died. Gee, what's that? The doctors go, jeepers, creepers, we don't know. It's a neurological disorder in the Guillain-Barré spectrum. They know. The vaccine insert says it. They're trying to pass a law in Congress, this Congress, to remove any advice in the vaccines, period, on the inserts, so you won't even be told that. We got copies. We saved them, though. Don't worry. There'll come a time we'll be arrested for telling you, though, when you're wondering why everyone around you's dying, everyone around you's falling apart. So here's why I'm pissed off. I put out that video that's got 4 or 5 million views, maybe more, about nuclear war. It's very important, very powerful. It's the most powerful ad of this season, undoubtedly, because it's so truth-based. And it's got, again, 2.3 million on one platform, 5 million or so, maybe more, on all the other platforms. Now, you go to YouTube, and you also go to Facebook, and look, mystery of paralyzed and dying children discovered. Because the LA Times had the headline, mystery, hundreds of children becoming paralyzed. They changed the headline, I guess it was too interesting, to her toddler suddenly paralyzed, mother tries to solve a vexing medical mystery with hundreds of other parents in LA. LA Times. 35,000 views since I put that up yesterday. It used to be 10 million. We would save every kid in this country. But see, no one cares. They're not tied into it like you are the election. You bring this down, you'll bring the whole shadow government down behind it that's doing this on purpose, and I have all the documents. You might want to watch my film Endgame. So of course I'm angry. Of course I'm upset. I'm normal. I'm not a psychotic killer. So 35,000 right there. And then we have articles in there from previous interviews with nurses. Hospital, vaccine is causing babies to stop breathing. They've already gone public. They know. All the nurses and doctors know. They're told they'll be fired if they tell you, keep giving the shot. The few kids that die is better for everybody else for the greater good. But the vaccine doesn't even help you. It's a mass secret program.
This is our land. These are our people, the workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies, the dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984. 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm going to spend the rest of the broadcast, next hour and a half, exclusively on the huge Hillary Clinton revelations, every angle of it, and the inside intel we've got. We're going to do that in just a moment, but the reason I get angry is I have empathy for everybody. I know about medical tyranny. I know about the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany. They would claim they were giving people inoculations and add compounds to it. The same thing was done with the Tuskegee black folks in Alabama over 45 years being given vaccines full of live syphilis. My grandmother got polio from the polio vaccine. They told her that. Almost killed her. She's 91 years old today and is in a wheelchair, but been in a wheelchair since the 50s. Now, that said, everybody knows vaccines hurt people. Everybody knows about the, quote, side effects. Now, they've ratcheted up how many they give to where there's all these neurological problems, kids getting paralyzed everywhere, and they won't even give the people treatment because they don't want to admit it's the medical system doing it. And in the video that I filed yesterday, I can't even take off a day. I'm not complaining. This is what I want to do. I'm crazed. I saw pregnant women walking around with their husbands, and I come up and say, have they told you to take shots? And they'd say, yeah, but I've heard it's bad. I'm like, don't. The husband's like, yeah. And I see another pregnant lady. I do it in grocery stores. My kids see a pregnant lady in the grocery store. They go, oh, Dad. But they don't anymore. Now they start telling them, I'm a normal person. Until 5 years ago, they said, don't give a pregnant woman a vaccine. It can cause brain damage, deformities, or it can cause a miscarriage in the first trimester. Every medical doctor would tell you that. Now everything's directed by insurance companies. They say, no, you know what? It's a good thing. Do it. And infant mortality is going way up. We got the worst infant mortality in the industrialized world. We had the best after Sweden until 20 years ago. We are being hit. And when I see the news, why, oh, CBS News. Oh, why, LA Times. Oh, these kids are dying and can't walk. And all of a sudden, they're 3 or 4 years old. Suddenly, they can't walk. And then they stop breathing and they die. I've had the nurses on. My other reporters have. We've had the doctors, the whistleblowers on. In fact, Comorvi, contact us. They tell them, get ready to give all the preemies their vaccines. They go, but they stop breathing. They go, just we're going to have to kill them. It's an order. It's an order by the bioethics board, by the company that owns us. It's a directive. And then talk about a cult. They then give them the shots, get the respirators redder, and put them on respirators. I mean, I have the interviews with the eyewitnesses. This is the insanity we're already going through in this country. Just like I told you the NSA was keyword data mining everything you do, all declassified, all public. Just like I told you about all the whistleblowers, and I told you about how secretly the border was wide open and they were already legalizing people 2 years before it was in the news. I know what I'm talking about. I don't say that to beat my chest and go, I'm smart. The inserts of the vaccine say it'll give you paralyzed limbs a good portion of the time. And as they increase the vaccines, as they increase the number, it's going to happen. Now, he's with us till 20 minutes in the next hour. Then Roger Stone joins us, former head of the Trump campaign, to break down huge developments with what's happening with Hillary. This story is giant. WikiLeaks proves what we already knew. They're running the mainstream media. They're running secret emails with Obama, and he's been caught. That's the big bombshell last Monday. That's why the FBI is in full mutiny, the people that are good in there, because it's open and shut. They should go to jail. Now this new investigation comes out. So Comey, there's a lot of reasons. There's a lot of calculus here. But so Comey can now look okay if Trump still gets in and prosecution begins. He won't be the guy that got reversed. So Hillary is legitimately blowing up and freaking out, demonizing Comey, even though she knows His law firm does her taxes. They're big buddies with the Clintons and Loretta Lynch, that this is basically a red herring investigation. Though it is tied to some other secret emails and does show they lied, it diverts us off of the president, POTUS, who's been caught in the WikiLeaks, and his staff members and her staff members coming out and saying, ladies and gentlemen, that they had to, quote, cover this up. Now, let's go to drudgereport.com right now. We have one of the vaunted, incredibly rare red and blue sirens. Wall Street Journal, FBI found 6,500 emails on laptop. And that was my next point. I filed a report earlier today detailing this. When I say the emails and the devices and the phone in the Wiener investigation is not a complete red herring, that's because they say it connects to a bunch of other data. 650,000. Now, is that how they're going to claim they got this instead of the NSA? Because, look, WikiLeaks has the emails, the 33,000. They're out there. They're getting ready to come out this week. Now the FBI says they just found 6,000. Let's put that back on screen. 650,000 emails. That number is so big, it's hard to even imagine. So, my friends, we're going to be deciphering all of this today as we go. We're going to be looking at every angle of this throughout the week. We're going to be breaking it all down. And we're going to be broadcasting not just the normal 4 hours a day from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be broadcasting with expanded live transmissions at 7 o'clock each night. It's not just our hour news, but expanded. And we're going to broadcast for 50-plus hours starting not this Monday, but next Monday, right through Tuesday, right through Wednesday, because there's so many angles to this. What happens if Hillary tries to steal it? Now, Larry Nichols was a former consummate insider with the Clintons. He's one of the main Inquirer sources. He got us the head of the Inquirer on last week. He has broken so much on this. He just heard my analysis. I want to see if that concurs with the intel he's getting, which I know goes to the highest level in the land. So thank you for joining us, Larry Nichols.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good. I know you're battling cancer yourself and are in the hospital right now. You don't want to get into that, but we're all praying for you, Larry. We've got 3 minutes to break. You'll have the floor when we come back. Break down your latest information.
Well, let me just say to everybody, be careful. You were exactly right. Watch out about this new badge. And I will tell you what I couldn't tell you yesterday, Alex. The part of the FBI that were the informants that leaked the story to the Wall Street Journal are some of the same people that I talked with last night and this morning. And what they're telling, Alex, could change the dynamic of this entire race.
Well, let's start getting into that, because you said to me last night and this morning that, hey, they're diverting us with this Wiener stuff because they're about to release something even bigger. So flesh this out for me.
Well, what's happening, number one, is Hillary was faced with the fact that the WikiLeaks, everyone knows, was getting more and more. And what's his name, Assange, promised that as we got closer to the election, that they were going to get, you know, bigger stories, essentially. They were going to drop bigger bombshells. The Clintons have seen in the past week the wear that that's had on them. That plus the, you know, when you add that to the healthcare fiasco. So the one thing that they've done to help diffuse that, they can't stop WikiLeaks. But, Alex, what they're attempting to do is to divert attention from it. They're trying to suck all the oxygen, get all of the media, everyone, including Trump, including all of us, the people that are for Trump, get us looking for the magic bullet in this new batch of emails, when in fact, let me give you an example. Hillary spent 2-3 years sledgehammering computers so that the emails could not be found, right? And all of a sudden this time, what does Hillary do?
She wants them released. Let me stop you. We're coming right back. Drudge has the headline. FBI found 650,000 emails. Now, that's from today. That broke 5 minutes ago. Infowars.com. Look at my headline last night. Exclusive FBI mutiny reopened Clinton investigation. That was from Larry Nichols, one part of my source. I then called my federal sources. They said exactly what Larry told me.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Bad luck wind been blowing at my back.
The globalists are scared of Trump because they know he's a nationalist, he's a patriot. He's not out to get people like they are. He's not a predator. When he gets in, it's just the beginning of us digging into Big Pharma, digging into all the big corrupt companies that have been screwing us over. That's going to make Nuremberg trials look like a walk in the park for these scumbags. I don't say that through any type of hatred of the globalist. I do it out of defense of the children and the innocent. The enemy we face is pure evil. Now, Larry Nichols, I call Larry Nichols Friday and Saturday and today just to check on the latest he had. I called several federal sources I have. I'll just tell you, FBI, Secret Service. And, of course, they didn't know exactly what was going on, but they said, look, we already have enough to indict them all. Look what came out last week. The president's involved. It's open and shut. This is Comey just trying to cover his butt and look good because he thinks Trump's getting in. And I called Nichols, and I say, what do you think? He says the exact thing. I say, who'd you get that from? Well, a high-level Fed, I'll just say that, in the judiciary, and then from the FBI, and you name it. And I said, well, what are the headlines? And he said, well, he said, there's a huge mutiny inside the FBI over this, and they got more stuff they're about to release and other stuff. So this is a smokescreen from that. So get ready. And here's the headline from last night, or yesterday afternoon. I followed this. FBI mutiny reopened Clinton investigation, and we basically lay it out. It's not about tooting our horn when we tell you we're the news leaders, we get the most views, the most listeners. You have to know as an audience, we're the majority. You're the majority, too. We're winning. That's why they're pulling this. But here's the latest story up on DrudgeReport.com. Resignation letters piling up at the FBI as more and more people resign over the fact that he covered up. FBI an internal feud over Hillary Clinton probe. So what we told you, we knew this months ago, but here it is. Confirmed. Registration letters piling up as dissatisfied FBI agents. His wife urging him to admit he was wrong while Director Comey jumped at the chance to reopen Hillary investigation. But again, Hillary now says release it, release it. It gets released right before. There's nothing in it except for Wiener doing pervert stuff. That makes her get away with it. That's exactly what Nichols said yesterday. So you got the floor the next 10 minutes. Lay out what your sources are saying, and then let's get into what your big source told you, which I concur with, about the triggering event, the big enchilada, what the people behind Hillary are planning right now. Now, we're in such a dominant position right now, and everything they've done has turned to crap because Providence is coming in, folks. A lot of folks have been praying. A lot of good people in the government are doing the right thing as well. Just like Nichols said last week, he said, get ready for the FBI to start coming out. They're sick of it. And so it's happening. But the enemy's going to strike back. Larry, lay it out.
Well, what they're doing, Alex, now this is what I got from directly from members of the FBI that are participating in the mutiny. There apparently is meetings, were meetings, still are, between the White House, do not know who at the White House, Loretta Lynch directly, James Comey directly, and what they plan to do, and Podesta and several others in the Clinton campaign. And what they plan to do was to identify, number one, the problems. Problem number one, emails. Problem number two, voter fraud. Thanks to you and others, Alex. Thanks to Donald Trump.
Thanks to drugs. Thanks to everybody that just wants free and open elections. Every major state's reporting flipping to Hillary, dead people voting, illegals voting.
You bet. So they're seeing those two major problems and they're trying to figure a way to come up with it. I don't know who exactly came up with the plan. I don't have that. But what they've determined to do was to come up, get Comey to announce that there was another batch of emails, the ones that they supposedly found on what's-her-name's computer. And then use that to focus everybody's attention, to draw Trump and his people in, to draw all of us in. That's the big magic bullet.
Take so it's like Red Adair blowing up an oil well that's on fire with a bunch of dynamite. You think blowing it up is the wrong thing. No, it's the perfect thing. Have a big explosion to divert everybody onto that and not all the true smoking guns that we have right in front of us.
Absolutely. Now, they're trying to back us off of curtailing voter fraud or at least staying after it. They're trying to stop the media from, they're trying to give the media an excuse to stay away from WikiLeaks. Now, Comey was given an option, apparently. He had explained to him, and the reason I know I believe this is because I did it to people, Alex, when I was with them. Somebody went to him and said, Jim, here's the deal, buddy. If Hillary loses, you're toast. Your name is toast, your career is toast, you're done, and there's a good chance if an investigation ensues, you will be the one going to jail. Now, the best thing for you to do is to help us. He had no choice. So he participates in bringing out this
diversion.
These emails, this diversion.
Now, let me stop you. 6 months ago, when the Loretta Lynch thing happened, you've been saying for a year, there will be no indictment, there will be no indictment. Bill Clinton gave her a letter, a list of FBI people and prosecutors they got dirt on, and boy, you were proven right. So you're saying again, what transpired?
Yeah. Now, the plan is, and you'll notice that even when they did this, the miraculous change took place. Number one, Mr. Good Guy, James Comey, everybody says is Mr. Impeccable, the first thing he does is he breaks the 60-day rule. 60-day rule means back going back to Iran-Contra, you know, arms for hostages. After that election with Carter, the media and everybody in the ethics committee said no longer can you bring something out 60 days before an election.
And he also leaked it. He didn't just tell Congress two weeks before, or 10 days.
It out. So he breaks that rule. And then here comes Hillary saying, get it all out. Get it all out. Now, here's what they've got going for them. They've got the Republicans saying, get it all out. They've got Trump saying, get it all out. And, of course, you've got Hillary saying, get it all out, with the intended purpose being the emails that Comey is going to release. Those emails have already been purged, Alex, and there's nothing in it to incriminate Hillary or Obama.
Meanwhile, no one looks at the new WikiLeaks coming out daily or the total coup de grace that came out last week with Obama and Hillary saying we got to clean this up and cover it up.
And the campaign already has the press releases ready to go. And as far as I know,
Rush Limbaugh
was
right. Rush Limbaugh
already have the papers already ready. The front page is ready to print saying that Hillary was innocent all along. This whole email thing was a Republican fraud set out to confuse the American people. It was never real. She walks away with the election. That's the plan. Now, the problem they're having, Alex, internally, the FBI guys have gained forces, and they've got a few surprises for Comey and Hillary. But the best thing I can say to Donald Trump, if he would listen to me, I don't want you to come out on behalf of me or you, Alex, or anybody else, and just disavow what Comey's trying to do. But it would be wise for him to say, Donald Trump should say, you know, golly, guys, you know, Alex, it's kind of weird Hillary calling for these after she spent 2 years sledgehammering computers and washing them with this acid thing. Why now does Hillary want this stuff to come out, pretending as if she doesn't know what's on these computers? Hillary has known everything that everybody's known since day one. You know that, Alex.
I agree. Larry, let me throw this in then. We need to let people know that we haven't gotten to the big enchilada. I had been told this. Clearly, George Soros and the Ford Foundation have spent $1 billion stirring up black Americans to riot and burn stuff down. The false flag coming up is a contested election. You've got that from high level sources. I've gotten that as well. They've getting the National Guard ready. They're canceling school on November 8th. That was Friday. They are really gearing up for something big. And you talk to as super high level as it gets, and they concurred.
So that everybody knows, Alex, I have told you who I've talked to, and you're perfectly capable of calling him if you'd like, if he'll talk to you. But I don't hide who I talk to. I just cannot put his name out for obvious judicial reasons.
Well, I mean, I've had this very person as a very high-level source through a super high-level source as well. So I know it's a very good patriot that's aware of what's happening. I've already confirmed your source.
The thing that he said to me was he was worried. And he said, Nick, the ground's starting to rumble, and it's a rumble that will be heard all the way to the other side of the earth. And I said, what are you talking about? And he said, it's triggering. He said, you know, you've been talking, and I didn't believe you in the beginning when you talked about a velvet coup and all that silent coup stuff. He said, Nick, I believe you now. It's here. You see, they tried, Alex, to set it up. They tried to trigger this coup with Black Lives Matter, with riots. They tried to trigger this coup with Islamic blowing stuff up. They kept on and kept on.
Stay there. Stay there. We're back in 70 seconds. Second hour, folks. We're going to cover this exclusively.
Stands at only 8 days to the critical election. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. On the march, the empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN radio network.
So it's a desperate move. Comey knows he covered up crimes. He's going to be destroyed, discredited, his agency turning against him. The crimes have gone so far, what do? They bring up a side issue, a bunch of emails. There's probably some meat and potatoes there. But it becomes a whole distraction from WikiLeaks that already connects the president and Hillary to lying to Congress, the public, you name it, calling black people dumb. I mean, the stuff this week that's come out is head spinning crazy. I can't believe how bad these folks are. Even if you're bad, why do you write emails like you're a villain? I mean, it's crazy. Larry Nichols is with us in this short segment, and one other former Clinton insider helped basically run the governor's mansion there in Arkansas till they became so criminal he wouldn't go along with it. So you were talking to this high-level person. They were saying the triggering's here. Black lives didn't matter. That whole thing didn't get the war going. Didn't cause the whole collapse. Didn't cause the Civil War. What's coming next? We lose him? All right.
I'm here. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's okay. Larry, please continue.
Well, the plan is that when they steal this election, quasi-steal it out in the open. They want to make sure, Alex, that all of us know they just outright stole it. And when they win by stealing it, they expect an uprising from all of us that claim foul. And that's going to be the triggering mechanism to totally shut down our form of government. They're going to claim that it's impossible to lead America in the present condition it's in with the division that's here. So therefore, they're going to have to enact forceful rules. You know the rest. Alex, they're planning. Now, this ain't coming from me. This is coming from people in high positions that are scared. They've been looking for the triggering mechanism. Now it's here. But the first thing we have to do is we have to stay focused. I'm sorry, I can't breathe very well. You have to stay focused. Watch for WikiLeaks. That's where the real egg is that you want to find. And watch. Do not drop the ball on voter fraud. You can stop voter fraud by exposing it. You can stop voter fraud. There was a lady, Alex, that called me. She and her husband were going to the doctor. The doctor's office was under remodeling, so she went to a strip center where their temporary office was. They went in the wrong office. There were all these desks, you know, a big room full of desks and all these young people. They said, what's going on anyway? They found out that's the wrong place. They went next door. Her husband went outside, and there were a couple of young men smoking cigarettes that were in that office. He asked them. He said, good Lord, what have they got going on in there? The two guys told him, we're going through the obituaries and casting votes. You know how? Didn't even care that they knew.
Well, that's just like the Project Veritas, where the national director and his adjunct just go, we're going to steal everything, and we don't care if the journalists know.
That's right. In Pennsylvania, you've already got reports there. In Philadelphia, of precincts that have already had 120%, 140% of the registered voters in those precincts have already voted absentee.
Impossible.
Already. So this is what's happening. And folks, Alex, please tell folks, man, I'm sitting here hard to breathe, can't breathe. I'm not here sensationalizing anything. I'm not here to do anything. I'm passing on what I know. That's all I can do.
Well, my friend, we've got one more segment with you, and I'm going to talk about this when we come back. It's just a 60-second break. I want to recap the martial law scenario, but it's incredible. Your source basically, through another one of my high-level sources, said the exact same thing a while back. Then I have these other sources that are saying the same thing that are mid-level. Then I have some other high-level, but not as high-level as yours. And that the thing is, they're getting the military ready, everybody. The good news is, like you said, the FBI is rebelling. The special forces are rebelling. The generals are rebelling. Because what they're being told is so nakedly criminal. And you and so many others, the listeners, have exposed the criminality of the Clinton machine. But even mainstream news calls them a crime family. Even the Chicago Tribune says she should step down. So she's about to try to execute a coup naked. It's Sunday, October 30th, 2016. We are now only 8 days out from the most important election in modern world history. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. That's right, 8 days till the election, 9 days until we begin to discover what's going to happen. Larry Nichols, who's behind the Clinton Chronicles, I've been interviewing him for over 20 years. He's the guy that said they will not indict her. Comey works for her. You will watch. The whole media said, oh, no, he's great. He will, or he'll call for the indictment. He was right. And I have called all my different high-level sources. I've called 7 or 8 people. And they didn't. Some of them didn't know a lot on Friday. They just knew the word was Hillary was already going to get indicted over the new stuff that came out on WikiLeaks that proved she lied. So they said, what, Wiener? And then they basically started saying exactly what Nichols is saying, that that's a diversion from what's already come out. And then Hillary can sit there and grandstand and say, I want that released. I want that released, because she knows that's not the smoking gun. But, man, when you look at the Wall Street Journal, it's up on Infowars.com, DrudgeReport.com, you name it. They're talking about 650,000 different emails that are in this data dump. So even if they release that, how do you go through all of that? Meanwhile, Democrats should ask Clinton to step aside. That's from the editorial board of the Chicago Tribune. Now, we've already seen all these big papers attack Trump for no reason. But when you start seeing the Chicago Tribune come out against her, Loretta Lynch pleading the fifth to Congress in all these different investigations, that's the attorney general. Roger Stone's coming up in the next segment. He says the globalists are deserting Hillary from his intel. Even in fake polls, where they're sampling 9, 12, 15% more Democrats, Hillary is now 2 to 5 points in these Gallup polls, ABC polls, you name it, behind. But you just heard Larry Nichols, and it's all over mainstream news, ABC, CBS, NBC. To local news' credit, they're actually reporting on it. Dead people voting, illegals voting. Bloomberg came out and said, oh, cities are letting illegals vote. It's a good thing on Friday, but Trump's crazy. Illegals aren't voting. I'm like, what is a story like that? Larry, why would Bloomberg have a story on Friday saying illegals are voting, but Trump's still wrong about it? I mean, and you know, it's not a big deal to have illegals vote. They actually said that. Let's let them vote. What is that where they admit something but then say we're wrong? It's weird psychological warfare. I mean, I know you were a Green Beret and, you know, a bunch of secretive operations. That's why you got a sign of the Clintons and their whole CIA operation is fake governors. But what is this next level stuff?
You know, Alex, it's all just a part of confusing and trying to get those people that are out there that might be sitting somewhere on the fence, that are daily bounced from one side to
the other.
That's
right. It's nonsense on purpose. That's what all the big brains told me. It's not meant to make sense. It's meant to go, what the hell?
Exactly. It's supposed to make, it's a balking effect. It's just like when the pitcher balks in a game. It's that's what it's for. And Alex, let me say this to everybody that might doubt what you and I are saying. Now, Alex didn't do this. I did. But folks, I named names. You know, I named Comey. I named Lynch. They could sue me criminally for the things I just said about them if I can't prove it in a court of law. So let's get serious about this. You know, Alex, I've told you for what we've talked about it for almost a year now. When I have said this is the last election we're going to have.
I agree. They've never acted so criminal. They've never pulled out stops. They've never geared up for martial law the way they are.
No. I mean, everyone in this audience and everybody should be able to see everywhere, but they don't. You should see they're going to extremes never before even dreamt of. But they're going to them now. And part of it's because of what you just said.
And this is war. Hillary doesn't care if it comes out she's a criminal. Nope. She wants to become a dictator in a climate so dangerous, the elite have to make her dictator to keep them in place.
And remember, she can do anything she wants. In her mind, her and Bill, she can do anything she wants. Because why? Number one, she knows she'll not be prosecuted by Lynch or Comey. She knows she'll not be exposed by the media. She knows that. They know that. They've got free reign.
So is there any point, you talk about curveballs that decent people in the government are ready to throw. You said this last week. It's now happening. I mean, how do we fight back against this?
Just exactly what I said last week. You go and you protect your vote. When you go into a voting machine, if it's touchscreen, do not leave that voting booth until somebody in that precinct have proved to you that your vote was logged exactly like you cast it. And if they cannot, you demand a paper ballot. You demand a paper ballot. And then all of you veterans groups get together, go to the inner city precincts of these major cities, certainly the ones in the major states, the states that are the whatever you call them for the electoral stuff. Get to those states, have people in those precincts. And you'll catch them coming up in vans. You'll catch them going in and out, voting over and over and over. Take a picture of it. Notify, do this very seriously. Don't get in their way. Don't cause a confrontation. But when you get pictures of it, go in and notify the head of the precinct. Tell them that you've seen it. Then you leave there, you call the police immediately, and you have a police report. Then, police report. Then you go to Alex Jones, to your side, Alex, or anywhere else they can go, and you log it on any of these sites that provide you a place to log where you've witnessed voter fraud. It's going to come down to that. And I know you say, Alex, well, if we do that, that really won't stop. Listen, these people going and casting these votes are committing a crime, and they know it. And if they think they're being watched, Alex, they'll move on. They won't vote. How do I know? Because I did it. I know what they'll do. I know. You can win this thing. Trump is winning. But you cannot let them convince you. You cannot let them get you sidetracked. They're masters at misdirection.
Oh, that's why they're saying it's intimidation to even do exit polls. It's legal and lawful. They're really scared of what you and Roger Stone have talked about. They are really scared of knowing our numbers are out there because we document enough of it. And we have 100 cases on video. We already have 5 or 6. It'll absolutely discredit them no matter what they do. So the full war is happening now. They are full court press with everything they've got. They are hammering 110%, and Comey, bottom line, is hedging his bet in case Trump gets in, that at least he reopened an investigation. Hillary greenlighted that because it diverts off of the WikiLeaks and all the rest of the stuff that's happening. They think the FBI is dumb, the people that are good guys in there and good people in there, and so they'll think, oh, we've reopened it, but the good news is from you, they're all seeing right through it.
They're seeing through it, and they're growing. I was told they were growing in numbers every day. Comey's not going to have enough people crooked in the FBI by the time this 8 days is over to suit up a basketball team. I'm telling you, it's there. We can do it. You know, Alex, I'm sorry I'm sick, but I'm doing the best I can. But please, folks have got to help. They've got to help us. We've got to stop them stealing this election, or there will not be another one.
That's right. They're totally going for broke. And I would just add here that the mainstream media is the most shameful group in all this, how they have willfully engaged in a criminal, organized racketeering conspiracy against our republic. I'm not a vindictive person, but here's the thing. We get Trump in, the battle begins. He must immediately, through the Constitution and Bill of Rights, rout out these mafias, or they're always going to be trying to bring him down. Trump cannot make a deal with them and then have them back off. We have to deal with them and remove them.
Now, there's one other thing we got to talk about very fast.
But do you agree with me? Well, we do have to remove them, don't we?
You bet. And he can, and we'll talk about that after we win. But I hear a lot of people talking about the Electoral College. Look, don't worry about I know the Electoral College agree, but don't worry about that. Let's get through the general vote. When we get through that and Trump wins, Alex, I promise you, we'll come on this program, if I'm still here, we'll come on this program and we'll tell people exactly how to stop them stealing the Electoral College. Do not worry about that at this time. Worry about this election. That's what you focus on. And Alex, if people can help, please give them that PayPal. I need
That's right. Let me talk about this. Larry is in the hospital. Today I was there making hospital calls in the background. And so you in the hospital? He said, yeah, I'm there. He said everything he can to get the word out. We need to keep this guy alive as long as possible. Get the word out. We need to put up his PayPal address on screen. Give that for radio listeners. It's Nichols Live, one word, Nichols Live at AOL.com. Thanks for reminding me, because I told you I wanted to plug that for your medical bills and try to help you out, Larry. You're such a jewel. You better hang on about 10 more years here, buddy. Nichols Live at AOL.com, or send him a check or whatever to Larry Nichols, 58 Kingsington Drive, Conway, Arkansas, 72034. Larry, we'll talk to you again a lot this week. Get out of the hospital, and we appreciate you.
You bet, buddy. Thank you.
That guy has been so dead on. He kept saying, she will not be indicted, she will not be indicted. And I talked to some of my other sources and learned they're talking to Nichols as well. We'll be back with Roger Stone with big breaking news. Stay with us.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate. And I hope that.
All right, for the balance of this hour, Roger Stone joins us, former head of the Trump campaign. Now, I knew this, he's known this. Just to prove how accurate we are, so folks understand how dead on target we are, not for ego, but so people understand that we're key generals in the fight against the tyrants, so that we can actually defeat these people. I've always pointed out Media Matters for at least the last 8 years under Obama literally directs MSNBC and CNN. It's the fence between the White House and the Clinton camp as well and the mainstream media. Now, in WikiLeaks, we learned in the last few years, they've gone directly to commanding the media. But David Brock, I mean, I'll see it there. And then a day later, it's word for word in the teleprompters everywhere. You know, Alex Jones wants to kill police. Alex Jones is a racist. Alex Jones is an anti-Semite. All made up garbage. It comes from them. We now have the WikiLeaks where they're specifically bragging about stopping Roger Stone, saying, you know what, you know, for Nixon or whether it was Reagan or whether it was James Baker in the Bushes, you know, he's the guy trying to stop us. We've got to stop him. That's in the new WikiLeaks. I'm going to show on TV here in a minute images of it. So it's not gonzo journalism where we make ourselves the news. We're in the news. And I'm attacked by these people every day, sometimes more than Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity combined. I mean, it's crazy. You know, the White House and Hillary and all these people are pissed at us. But knowing why they're mad at us is how we win the war. So first, Project Veritas now got the video of what's in the emails with the head of Media Matters admitting that, oh, we got, that's Cramer, the guy that admits they're rigging the election nationwide, you know, getting dead people to vote via his adjunct over and over again, bragging about how they shut down Roger Stone on CNN, all these other channels. This is incredible. Now, it just came out today. It's got 140,000 views. It'll get 10 million views. It's up on InfoWars.com. But we're not here talking about Roger for Roger's sake. He probably wants to get into other stuff. But it just illustrates, we don't script these interviews, it illustrates where we're going. So I want to get into his sources on what's happening with these latest emails, where Comey's going, is he hedging his bets, is it a distraction from WikiLeaks, like Limbaugh's saying, and my sources say Limbaugh's right. Friday I was like, well, my sources are saying she's going to jail. They call back and they go, no, you're not listening. They were already planning to have to indict her because of the new WikiLeaks with Obama. It's total proof of covering up. We don't know what's in this. So it's quite a swamp that Donald Trump is trying to drain. This is an epic time to be alive. Where do you want to start, Roger?
It's almost impossible to know where to start. This is an extraordinary election in which you have developments that I think are really seismic virtually every day.
Earthquakes every day.
Yeah, and it's hard to understand how the FBI director, who I believe technically reports to the attorney general, could not reopen this investigation without the approval of the president of the United States. Yet today there are reports that the White House was blindsided and the attorney general was blindsided. I find that hard to believe.
Well, that's your inside baseball. I mean, I was just in your briefing that I saw you put on your site, thestonecoldtruth.com. You're saying that the elite are deserting Hillary and this is Obama getting ready to flush her.
Well, and perhaps offer her a pardon on the way out. I mean, it's too late to remove her name from the ballots. Too many state ballots are printed. Too many states have already begun their early voting. One estimate is that perhaps as high as 30% of the people overall have already voted. She could conceivably limp through this election, although I think the late momentum is very definitely with Donald Trump. This event, Comey and making this announcement, has very clearly knocked the air out of the Clinton campaign. They are now attacking Comey, a guy they were praising only weeks ago for his judgment and his independence. I think there's more afoot here, and I think there is an internal, internecine Democratic Party struggle.
Oh, I'm seeing fratricide, and I agree with the body language, claiming the plane didn't have Wi-Fi. When it says on the door, a crip with Wi-Fi, they're real proud of that. She looked like she'd been punched in the stomach, showed it to her little water bearer, her you know, minion, Abedin. The whole media wouldn't even cover her first press conference or her first speech, saying, we don't know what she's saying, so we don't know she's been briefed, so we're not going to show you. They seem to be in true panic mode.
Yeah, it appears that way. Here's the irony, of course, that Donald Trump from the beginning has said that the Huma Abedin-Wiener connection was problematic, and he was concerned about anything that Huma may have told her husband that was either classified or top secret. How prophetic
to believe that something in the Abedin Wiener emails that could now potentially bring her down.
Wow. So Roger, talking to your sources and also just in your great gravitas in politics, to me, at just a seismic level, it feels like victory. A great peace came over me. He doesn't want to have to reverse himself. This is him hedging his bets, knowing Trump is surging. No matter how they try to spin it, even if these emails are a distraction from WikiLeaks, it seems like the great fork of doom is being stuck into Hillary and she's done.
Well, the problem with the idea that this is a distraction from WikiLeaks, that assumes that the WikiLeaks disclosures have been getting the kind of coverage that they merit. They haven't. They've gotten good coverage, but many in the mainstream media have continued to block the WikiLeaks disclosures.
Oh, yeah, they've cherry-picked. They've gone to the weak sections of it.
I think that's accurate. On the other hand, I feel what you feel. I was at a Trump rally in Washington, D.C. yesterday. I ran into the great Joe Biggs, who I barely recognized. Now he trimmed his beard. But you could feel the electricity in the air. You could feel the momentum shifting to Trump. And then this morning, John Podesta was on CNN with Jake Tapper, again, attacking me by name three times. Again,
are they so obsessed with you? Because he's had a lot of campaign managers. I mean, I know you guys have been friends for 40 years. They are the email show. They are obsessed with you. And we're not talking about you for ego. It's important. Why are the head people for Hillary obsessed with you?
Perhaps it is because I am effective. I mean, this isn't about, this election is not about Roger Stone. It is not about, me in any regard. The attacks on the messenger are meant to distract from the message itself. It isn't who leaked the WikiLeaks material that's as important as the substance of the emails, which no one credibly has yet refuted as not genuine or authentic.
Sure. Right? We're going to come back and play some of this, top Clinton operative talking about how they got you banned. But first, when we come back here in just about a 3-minute break, why is Hillary haranguing him? As you pointed out, she was praising him 2 weeks ago. Why is Podesta haranguing Comey when he has totally covered their butt? That seems like a really bad move.
Well, it's because the fix was in. The problem is the guy they thought they had bought didn't stay bought, as they say in Philadelphia.
And we now know his wife has come out and said, what are you doing, Comey? Everybody hates us. And the agents are now, I was told by a high-level source, I want to ask you this, if you've heard of this. We haven't talked in 3 or 4 days off air. The FBI is getting ready for a press conference with as much as 30 or 40 senior agents. And when they heard 30 or 40 were going to do it, hundreds more are ready to resign.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule. That government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me.
All right, we got 2 segments left, and I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. Roger Stone, stonecoldtruth.com, is our guest, former head of the Trump campaign, one of the main fighters out there is the WikiLeaks show that they're most afraid of. That's why we love having him on, because his info is so on target. We have the Chicago Tribune, big supporters of Hillary, saying Democrats should ask Hillary to step aside because the contested election, the corruption, all the baggage, they've been caught lying in WikiLeaks. She's going to get removed from office. Well, Hillary doesn't care. She's going forward. Roger Stone, globalist, deserting Hillary. Hillary has too much baggage for globalists, says Stone. I've really psychoanalyzed this. Tell me if I'm wrong, Roger. Comey was in trouble with his wife. The FBI is in mutiny. They're moving towards press conferences. That's the intel I got coming up this week. More WikiLeaks. He wants to save his legacy. He goes with this, whether it's meat and potatoes or not. The other FBI folks are saying, oh, it's a diversion because they're sick of Comey. They're ready to put his head politically on a stick. And so there's almost like a fervor of the villagers trying to storm Frankenstein's castle. Is that accurate?
Well, it may be. I mean, this is kind of like criminology. We've got to try to figure out what's happening on. But an alternative narrative would be that Comey put this to bed for the Clintons, just as he put the Sandy Berger affair away for them when he was at the Justice Department, just as he put the Mark Rich pardon scandal away from them. No one indicted in either one of those scandals. No one charged, despite the egregious violation of law. And the uprising at the FBI has no doubt caught his attention. And then into his lap drops new information that make his previous position unsustainable. So he makes this announcement. I suspect, I would have thought that the veteran agents at the FBI would have been pleased with the fact that he's finally taken a position that seems to conform with the facts. So I'm not sure any of us can tell exactly what has happened. It's still, having spent almost 40 years in Washington and spent some time in government and the entire time in politics, it's hard for me to believe that the FBI director makes an announcement of this import without the approval of his boss, the president of the United States. I just find that very hard to believe. Now, the Clintons feign outrage that he's taken this position, but they didn't have much outrage when Bill met with the U.S. Attorney General completely inappropriately days before this decision was announced.
That's right. They're saying it's inappropriate for him to tell Congress, but then they're meeting secretly on an airplane, getting caught. Looking at this then, Roger Stone.
Yes.
Isn't it really just that Comey does want to cover his butt and that the Clintons are upset about this?
Well, that's probably what it is, but it does, in a race this close, with an electorate this volatile, it does have the potential to change the race. Now, I argued on here yesterday that the momentum had already shifted to Trump. There was evidence that he was coming on. This, I think, continues to be true. If anything, this announcement accelerates that trend. New poll in Florida today, Trump up 4. As I said yesterday in Pennsylvania, where I mentioned David Urban, the hard-driving, very well-organized and shrewd organizer heading the Trump campaign in the Keystone State. In Florida, Susan Wiles, one of the most accomplished and experienced political operators, not only in the state, but nationally, heads the Trump campaign, knows what she's doing, is supremely well-organized, probably needs more resources, but I have enormous confidence in Susan Wiles. Again, a standout in the Trump campaign in terms of knowing what she's doing. So I think that although they are in a catch-up mode, the Trump campaign will never be the well-oiled machine that the Clintons have, but they'll more than make up for it in enthusiasm and intensity. Unlike several days ago, I'm feeling better and better about Florida. I wish that the campaign would spend some money on Spanish language media highlighting Trump's economic program and what it would mean to the Hispanic community. But all of that said, I think Trump is on track to carry a state that, Alex, he must carry to win this race.
So where would you put the race right now?
It's still a toss-up, but the momentum is what's important because the race is going to be in a different place tomorrow than it was today and than it was yesterday. That's how volatile and close this is.
Sure. So, well, we're now 8 days and a few hours out from this. Other wild cards? Are the Clintons out of ammo? What else could happen?
Well, one thing I do want to clarify, because there's been a lot of comment on it, and I am interested in being accurate, and I think you would admit that everything I have predicted or said since we met and I began doing these broadcasts has turned out to be true. Yesterday I said that I had intelligence that Hillary Clinton had met with the Broward County Supervisor of Elections and that wasn't on her schedule. There was no media presence. And I believe that there was video and photos existing. I was incorrect about that. In fact, I was off by a county. The Clinton entourage pulled up behind the West Palm Beach office of the Palm Beach County Supervisor of Elections. Hillary Clinton was physically seen by at least three witnesses meeting with officials from the building. These observers were shooed away. I am trying to determine whether there is existent video. I'm told that there is. So I want to clarify. Our information came from a very well-intentioned woman, two women really, who are active in Citizens for Trump. There was some language barrier because they are Spanish speakers. I do not speak Spanish. The information came through a Citizens for Trump official, and I was incorrect. I have now clarified it. Other than to say, Palm Beach is, of course, ground zero of the Democrats' vote-stealing operation. More on this tomorrow.
Now we're going to break in a few minutes with the final segment. I want to come back and actually play the latest Project Veritas video where they have this, you know, top Clinton operative admitting that they're trying to ban you from television and were successful. But in the minute or two we have left before we go to break, other wild cards, other angles. Because talking to my sources, some of which are very high level, they say, well, they're already canceling school on November 8th. There's this big gear up for civil unrest. What do you expect to happen if Hillary does lose?
Well, first of all, as you know, voting has started across the country, early voting in a number of states, and the volume of irregularities already is deeply concerning. Today,
wouldn't you call the level historic? I mean, I've never seen anything like this.
I call it hysterical. I mean, the Huffington Post today attacking the Stop the Steal project, insisting again that we seek to intimidate people, that this is about thugs, roving bands of thugs imitating voters. This is irresponsible.
Sure. I'm saying the level of admitted vote flipping and fraud and dead people voting, mainstream news admits it. I've never seen any admission this big. Then they go, oh, it's insane. Trump's insane. Roger Stone's insane. Alex Jones is insane. There's zero fraud when Drudge has like 30 links a day to mainstream news admitting it.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. People voting twice, people voting in other people's names. No, I think it is the precursor to what is going to happen. You're going to see massive voter fraud, but you're also going to see, in my opinion, machine manipulation.
Sure, that's the big one. Let's talk about that straight ahead and also how they try to control the media, which WikiLeaks totally shows. And my final point I want to ask Stone. Look, even if she steals it or gets in, I mean, all the corruption that's come out, there's got to be no way she could stay in, even if they have the control of the courts, control of the Justice Department. Just in public opinion, she is convicted. You want to stop tyranny? So does every other red-blooded human. Oh, yeah. You found the tip of the spear.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Hey, I'm not bashing other talk show hosts. They got to do what they got to do. Talk radio, the rest of the media is collapsing. We're in a depression. Thanks to the globalists, they admit that's their plan. But other talk shows plug every segment because that's where the real ads are happening now, is, you know, during the actual segment. They're like, hey, you got to plug, Alex. We got to pay the bills. And I'm, you know what? Tune into the show tomorrow, 11 to 3 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. Tell folks about the articles, the videos. We've got articles up where the L.A. Times says we don't know why all these kids are getting paralyzed. They admit it's the vaccines. The insert says it can cause it. Really, for me, it's the public service announcement against collectivism and against tyranny that's my payday. That's why I skip breaks and don't plug, because I really don't care. I'm a free market guy, but there'll be no free market if we don't beat these people. So, yeah, I've got a successful family. I've got a lot of opportunities. I never use my family for those opportunities. I'm my own man. That's why I see these collectivists that want to live through some big giant state. I've never even used my family and their success to be successful. I got my own stuff going on that's going to be bigger than anything they ever did. That's how this works. And I am sick and tired of watching all the dumbass collectivists that don't know how to build a country sit here and piss on what made this country great. This country isn't perfect, but compared to other nations, it's amazing. This is a referendum against cronies and insiders and cabals and mafias. And every American that bleeds red blood, and people all over the world know, Donald Trump stands for that. It's an exciting time to be alive. Now, I want to get to this clip from latest Project Veritas video that's on StoneColdTruth.com, Infowars.com, and, of course, Project Veritas' site, because it goes to the way they're trying to shut down our information. Not because we're discrediting. If we were discrediting, they'd want us on there because it's scary to them. They know we know the truth. But what else do we do in the next 8 days, Roger, to make sure the crime syndicate, because even mainstream news is calling Hillary a crime family, what do we do to make sure this crime family is fully discredited? Because once we get them out, the door is so open to change the world. That's why they're so scared.
Well, Alex, I've got to keep going back to Election Day and implore those who believe in a fair and honest election to please go to stopthesteal.org and sign up as a volunteer to work on Election Day. We're trying to cover 7,000 specific precincts in the swing states. These are precincts that are not selected on the basis of racial makeup. They are based on reports of fraud in the past or one-party government, one party controlling the entire electoral process. If this election is hijacked, it will not be appealable unless there is admissible proof. That is the purpose of running a completely neutral, scientifically based exit poll. We're only interested in this project and talking to people after they vote. So we need your elbow grease. We need your boots on the ground. We need your shoe leather to help us. We will train you. We will help you. We will assign you.
And you've got over 2,200 right now, thousands more getting trained the next 8 days. And we're not in competition with each other, folks. Vote at Infowars.com is where you send evidence of fraud, videos, articles, photos. We'll post it. We'll send it to other journalists. We're giving leads to other journalists. If we got one person on at midnight, they're overwhelmed. We just send it on to WorldNet Daily or Breitbart or Drudge. We're all on the same team for the integrity of this republic. And by the way, we catch any fraud for Trump, we're going to report it. It's a default, folks. We just tell the truth. We're seat of our pants. We're not cold and calculating and all organized like Hillary.
Well, Alex, I think you raise a very good point. The Stop the Steal Project has targeted a number of precincts in the state of Ohio where there is total and complete Republican control, because I want to make sure that the Republican machine under the control of Governor John Kasich.
Oh, they're the ones that are going to say that. Exactly. They're the ones going after Trump.
So this is not even partisan in the sense that we are going to be looking at selected Republican precincts. This is the insiders versus the ultimate outsider, Donald J. Trump. A man I've known for 40 years, a man you cannot buy, you cannot bully, a man who believes in American exceptionalism, American autonomy, American supremacy, and American sovereignty.
And the mule-headedness is his greatest attribute. That's why he can't be controlled.
Well, you can't bludgeon him into anything. He knows what he thinks. If we could run government the way he's run his businesses, we wouldn't have the enormous economic problems that we have today.
He knows we're getting screwed over, and that's why they're so scared. I want to go to a few minutes, set up this clip. I know you've seen it. You didn't want to get into this, but we're going to show it. I mean, let's sit here and show this clip because it gets into the inside control of the White House and the Clintons through Media Matters. Tell us what we're about to see.
This is really extraordinary. James O'Keefe, a friend of mine of many years, who has really come into his own as one of the most significant players in this election, Alex, has taken, as you know, a series of videos that really pull the curtain back from the extraordinary corruption and fraud that surrounds Hillary's election effort.
We have them bragging they're going to steal the election. So set up this clip.
So this is this are the Veritas cameras interviewing this fellow who is titularly the president of Media Matters, the number one flunky for David Brock. And he can't help but boast how they have taken the MVPs, I'm flattered, for Trump off the boards as political spokesmen.
Because they run around either say we're horrible so media doesn't have us on, or they get us banned, acting like we're the failures, but really it's the info you're covering and I'm covering and others are covering that's the most devastating and on target. Here it is.
During our Democracy Partners investigation that Robert Creamer led us to Media Matters in Washington, D.C.
This is Media Matters over there.
Oh, cool.
And
Media Matters calls itself a web-based, non-for-profit, progressive research and information center.
Media Matters has been going after me for years. They've called me a hack, a liar, a convict. They're actually bankrolled by George Soros. They say they're pursuing truth, but then they brag about ruining people's careers.
At the time, we did different sort of pressure point campaigns to get notable conservative voices off. So like Lou Dobbs on CNN left, now he's on Fox Business, and Glenn Beck, Alpha Fox.
Media Matters President Bradley Baychok gave our journalist a tour of their offices.
Research, and then we have an investigative team, a media reporter. We track a lot of events by conservative authors and that sort of thing.
Baychok proudly boasted about the Media Matters assault on conservative writer and political consultant Roger Stone.
So I think for Trump, our big role as a media watchdog has been to take his MVPs and put them on the sidelines. So the first one was Roger Stone.
I know that is a freaking nutcase.
So we led the campaign to, we tracked every book appearance that he did. We took everything that was crazy in his book and made sure that people knew that it was sourced even in crazy material. We parsed out his tweets by each ethnicity group or like attack that it was, whether it was on minorities or LGBT folks or immigrants. And we published that with each network. We reached out privately to the networks and said, hey, are you aware you have had this guy on 12 times in the last 4 months? And he said these three things about all of these.
And they know the White House is behind this. You have on air, Clinton is, they follow the order.
Work for your organization. And ultimately, we got him banned from Fox, from MSNBC, CNN, and he hadn't been on Fox in 4 months. So it's like we try to take the MVPs off the sidelines.
We thought it might be interesting to show the tape to Mr. Stone and get his reaction.
Take MVPs off the sidelines. So, Roger, what's your reaction to those comments from the Media Matters president?
Censorship. You see, when they can't refute what you have to say on any issue-based basis, they resort to name-calling, racist, bigot, fanatic, so on, deplorable. And then they try to high-pressure the old media to destroy your media access.
All right, we're out of time. The full video is on Project Veritas. It's on our site, Infowars.com, of course, Stones. I'll play more tomorrow, but notice, they were on, I guess that was Friday or Thursday, together in D.C. I didn't know why they were together. And I was saying, you guys are really most valuable players. I didn't know they were actually calling you that. I just saw this today for the first time. Hidden Cam, Media Matters brags about sabotaging Roger Stone. It just shows how that they go after the most effective material, twist it, call it racist. You have nothing to do with race stuff. And it just shows what a joke these people are and how they're in control of the mainstream media, which, oh, you took Lou Dobbs off, the only show with ratings. What geniuses, Roger.
Yeah, it's really extraordinary. Yet the pattern continues. Alex, I am outraged that CNN would allow John Podesta to savage me this morning and not give me an opportunity to respond. Now, I've always had...
We're out of time, Roger. You're coming back tomorrow at 11:30, 30 minutes in. God bless you. You're awesome. Infowars.com. So much video up there breaking all this down. Bottom line, Hillary Clinton is burning down in front of everybody, and they're trying to prop her up. It's not working.
Only 8 days to the critical election. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.